The weather sirens began wailing around noon as severe storms headed towards Fort Worth, then continued east. For the next 4 to 5 hours, North Texans took cover as winds, sometimes topping 100 miles an hour, blasted through. Drivers on area highways searched for cover.
All I can hear is this roaring sound, this roaring. I pulled off of the exit because the road was flooded.
We had to stop from 40 east. Under every overpass because the hail was so bad.
In this area at Hillsboro, just hail, heavy, heavy, heavy rain, and I was hydroplaning at about 35 miles an hour on the road.
National Weather Service meteorologist Amber Elliott says the Metroplex usually gets at least one big violent storm system each spring. But Tuesday's tornadoes that tossed 18-wheelers into the air and peeled away rooftops seem bigger than usual.
Our preliminary count is maybe 10 or 12 touchdowns. I know in Forney, it looked like half a mile wide tornado.
Elliott says video confirms touchdowns in Forney, Arlington, Lancaster, and Royce City. A driver on Interstate 80 heading into Forney saw the swirling funnel touch down.
I was on the phone with my wife, and right in front of me, it just looked off to the left. I could see the tornado coming down.
The twister spared the lives of more than 300 children at Crosby Elementary in Forney as it ripped the roof from the school. Then it tore homes from foundations and left a trail of debris as it barreled through the nearby subdivision of Diamond Creek. Harley Struck stared with disbelief at the pile of debris that had been a friend's home.
It's just sad to see all this that happened. We'd always come here and hang out and stuff. Now it's just destroyed. It's really sad.
Throughout the area, there was more destruction. At DFW Airport, hail damaged more than 100 planes. Airlines canceled more than 450 departures at DFW and Love Field. Lancaster reported heavy damage at the Portofino Apartments, where some 700 residents were evacuated. In Arlington, staff of the Green Oaks Nursing and Rehabilitation Center relocated about 130 residents after violent winds clipped one wing of the home. Overall, damages certainly will reach into the millions of dollars. In contrast, the number of injuries were few. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.